Hey, what's up? It's Rick. I'm doing a multi-episode series called Near Misses. This is part one. I've worked with this one flute player for a long time named Kathy, and she has a sister who I had never met. But she was always described to me, the sister was always described as the pretty one. So I always suspected there was some kind of a rivalry there between the siblings. But I'd worked for many years with Kathy. I have enormous respect for her. She has a very special place in my heart. You know, I jump in front of a bus for her. And one day I got a text from the sister, Maribel. Maribel was at the airport. Here in my town. And what was I doing? And could she come over?
Of course you can. Are you in town to visit Kathy? Oh, I see. She's at work. Okay, of course you can come over here for a few hours to kill some time. Are you going to ride the train? Oh, you're taking a cab. Here's the address.
And then there she was. So I made some lunch, and we sat out on the back porch and drank coffee and ate and caught up on everything that had been going on. And we just made some small talk and laughed and, I got to know her for real. Everything I'd known about her up to that point was just from the perspective of Kathy. There were no big surprises. She was pretty. And then somehow, after lunch, after we went back inside, after we thumped through some books together on the couch, we somehow, I could only describe it as accidentally started making out. In the way you might, like, accidentally trip and, you know, fall onto a person or accidentally drop a book on their head or something. We just accidentally started making out. It was really nice. I think about a full 2 minutes of this passed before there was a voice in my head that said, "Wait a minute, what about Kathy? You'd jump in front of a bus for her." And I paused. But really only long enough to notice the top button of Maribel's shirt. It was white, thick, small, pearly plastic. And then I unbuttoned it. And then about a minute had passed, and all of the buttons on her shirt were unbuttoned. And her skin, it was a beautiful color and it glowed. And then we kissed a little more. And then we kissed a little more. And then I paused. And I thought, what about Kathy? So I stopped. And Maribel said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "I don't think I have permission to do this." She asked me what I meant. And she said, "Do you mean from Kathy?" And I said, "Well, yeah. I would jump in front of a bus for her." And she said, "Oh, you definitely don't have permission." So we kissed a little more. And then I paused. And I picked up my phone. And I sent a text to Kathy. And I said, "I'm just asking. Hypothetically. I don't have permission to make out with Maribel, do I?" And I waited. And then my phone buzzed and there was a text from Kathy and it said, "Hell no." I looked at the bus schedule and there was a bus going from my house to Kathy's house in a few minutes. So I told Maribel that I was going to put her on that bus. And she was going to go to Kathy's house. And she buttoned up her shirt. I walked her to the door. And she asked, is there another bus after this bus? And I said, yes, in another 5 minutes. She said, I'm taking that one. And then we stood in that doorway and kissed for a few more minutes. And then I just opened the door and I took her arm and I walked her outside and I walked her to the second bus. And we waited and I put her on it and sent her on her way. And I breathed such a sigh of relief. It felt okay. I felt like I dodged a bullet. And as I walked back to my house, I felt my phone buzz, and I thought, well, that's Kathy, and she's wondering what's going on. It was Maribel, and she was stuck behind a huge accident closing off the entire street. There were car parts everywhere. The street was a disaster caused by this accident between a number of cars and the earlier bus, the one I didn't put her on. You've been listening to the Frickin' Circus Podcast. This is episode one of the Near Misses series. I'm at www.frickincircus.com. You can email me, frick@frickincircus.com. Peace out, sauerkraut.